Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
The state of Indiana is filled with ghost stories, from legends and myths to mysterious things that go bump in the night. In the state of Indiana, you will hear stories of the ghost of the faceless nun who glides silently through the empty expanse of a college hall, or maybe a 19th century barn that has been converted into an elegant restaurant, yet has kept its revenant of a farmer who died there decades before. There is definitely more than corn in Indiana. One of the most haunted places in the Midwest is just an hour south of Indianapolis, the Story Inn in Nashville, Indiana. The Story Inn, located in Nashville, Indiana, in Brown County, is the state's oldest country inn. The Story Inn's tagline is, "One inconvenient location since 1851," and there's more truth to that than most people will know. To get to the inn, visitors must travel 20 miles into the wilderness down State Road I-35 from Nashville. Story Inn is the only building still standing that was once part of a small mining town named Story. The town went defunct in the early 1900s, but the inn was restored in the 1960s, and now it sits at the edge of Brown County State Park. Dr. George Story founded the village of Story in 1851. Story became a booming settlement a few decades later. The town of Story was founded as a logging community. During its heyday, the town was the largest settlement in the area. It had two general stores, a schoolhouse, a slaughterhouse, a sawmill, a post office, a blacksmith forge, and a non-denominational church. But it was abandoned after the Great Depression. Rick Hofstetter purchased the town in 1998. He never believed in ghosts, so he was surprised to find documentation of paranormal activity in the inn's guest books. For years, the owners kept logs in each room so that guests could document their ghostly encounters. But the most well-known ghost that haunts the inn is the Blue Lady. The Blue Lady is thought to be George Story's wife. Guests have recorded hundreds of encounters with her. They say her eyes are hypnotic blue, and she smells like cherry tobacco. She also frequently leaves behind items in blue color. It is said that she will appear if you turn on a blue light in one of the rooms above the restaurant. If you do smell cherry tobacco, which was her favorite, she's already come and gone. Hofstetter has decided to leave the logs in each one of the guest rooms. It has now become a tradition. Once the books have reached maximum capacity, they would be placed in the attic and employees would then replace them with fresh new books. The room just above the restaurant, that is now known as the Blue Lady Room, was once called the Garden Room. The Story Inn is a bed and breakfast today. Tracy and I stayed there about 10 years ago. The Story Inn offers 18 rooms and cottages, and each of the rooms has its own unique history, so no rooms are alike. Rooms in the inn are not identified by numbers, but by name. All of the rooms are non-smoking, and to preserve the inn's historic setting, none of the rooms come with modern inventions, such as clocks, televisions, or radios. The inn is part of a village in Indiana, which has been painstakingly restored to its former beauty. The village still looks very much the way that it did years ago. It still has some old houses, a restaurant, and a country store which was once very famous for Still Tavern. Aside from being a great place for weekend relaxation, It also makes a great venue for weddings and receptions. The Story Inn has now become Indiana's premier country inn, and it has also become the best-preserved building of a 19th-century village in the American Midwest.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. Once that zombie herd is dead, daddy has to hack off the devil's head. And if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. When that werewolf pack goes down, daddy has to slaughter an evil clown. And after the evil clown is killed, daddy has to take on a vampire.